was about midnight when I became aware that there was no hope of the Titanic remaining afloat. The lifeboats were then being lowered as quickly as possible with women and children. Well, contrary to what one would expect, there was little or no commotion as the boats were lowered. After waiting some time, I got on a boat, but this was so crowded that something prompted me to ask to be taken back again on the ship. Strange as it may seem, when this lifeboat was being released from the davits, it overturned and all in it were drowned. Naturally, I was very frightened by this time, and I went quickly to the other side. The last boat was being filled, and I was the last but one to get onto it. The water was by this time nearly on a level with the deck from which the boats were being lowered. The ship was now sinking fast, but the crowds on deck were quite calm. Our whole trouble was in getting away as quickly as possible, otherwise our boat would be pulled down with the ship. During all this time, the ship's piano was kept playing, and the strains of Nearer My God to Thee could be plainly heard as the stern of the great ship was raised in the air.
The last boat, I think, to leave the Titanic was number 13. No, there was a 15, but we had trouble with our davits. They were frozen, and I'll tell you, I thought we were just going to be dumped into the water. We had one of the worst times for that boat to be lowered. And I had the baby, and the baby was crying all night, and so finally we touched the water and we were rowing. There was a light in the distance, and the captain said, "Now, men, row to that light, empty your ship, and come back and pick up more passengers." Our men rowed and rowed, but that light was no nearer, or more distinct or indistinct, and we all called it the mysterious light. Oh, I knew I was going to drown. I knew my days were numbered. I felt that way. I really was reconciled to death. Being a Catholic, there were three priests on board, and I'd been to confession, and been to Holy Communion, and I thought, well, God is good. He's going to take me into a state of grace. That was my feeling. Well, I learned to think with God all things are possible. You can't build a ship that's unsinkable.